The Concuron comes from the bush, cloaked in leaves, his body painted in vegetable dyes. He wears an intimidating mask made of bark and red fibers from an oak-like tree called the Far. He has come to fulfill his traditional role of protecting the people. As he emerges from the bush for the first time this year, he is celebrated by the Mandinka residents of Kolda. They follow behind him, dancing and singing, but they do not get close. According to Mandinka tradition, a large gathering is sure to entice evil spirits. The Concuron brandishes two large swords that he strikes together to scare away the evil spirits. And if that does not work, he chases them away with beatings. The Mandinka know if the Concuron finds them in the midst of a festive get-together, he might mistake them for a spirit, and then they'll get the beating. This explains the mixed message of the song these young boys sing. The boys sing, "You are our protector, do not harm us." These boys are between 4 and 8 years old and have just been circumcised. This makes them susceptible to evil spirits, says Mandinka elder Viomane. Mane says the Concuron always comes for a specific reason, either a circumcision or a wedding. When the boys sing, the Concuron hears and comes directly. Although frightened, the boys must stay put and let the Concuron play his role. Playing that role is not for the faint of heart, says Abdul Sane, another Mandinka elder. Sane says that in southern Senegal, members of the Sane or Mane family usually play the role because, he says, those families are thought to be brave and understand the Concuron's supernatural powers. But for the man behind the mask and the Mandinka people he stalks, the rewards are believed to be great. Ida Touré, a young woman in Kolda, says she was married for 5 years and was unable to have children. She says her husband secretly went to the Concuron and asked him to beat her. Tradition holds that if a childless woman is symbolically beaten by the Concuron, she will conceive before his next appearance. Touré is now the proud mother of a 2-year-old son. She says she advises any childless woman to try the same method. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.